everybody with one loud voice. Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
In the power,
in the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice,
we make a choice
to voice our opinion.
Your name, your name is great.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
Well, good morning to everyone, and welcome to Spirit Awareness, brought to you by Transformation Center International and the Apostle Dennis Cook himself. Alongside his lovely wife, President Merlin Cook, we want to welcome you to Spirit Awareness. This is yours truly, Tina Gribbati. It's been a bit since I've been here. It feels good to be here with you. And so we want to welcome you, and we pray that this morning has met you right where you wanted to be met, alive and well. That's one good thing. No matter whatever else is going on, you are alive. Well, listen, we want to invite you to Transformation Center International. Let's go over our service times. We always like to do that just in case you are free enough to get to us at 9 a.m. this morning at 1111 Hazel Street. That's where Transformation Center is, right off of State Line, across from Buy and Save. You'll see a building there that meets your need. I promise you, if you have a need, it's in that house. And at 9 a.m., the service is our morning service time, and that's when you can get the message and the Word of God, some great worship, and some fellowship. And then on Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 7 p.m., they have School of Higher Learning, and that's an opportunity for you to grow, develop your life in many areas. Your children can grow in the Children's Church Assembly, and it's an opportunity for you to find out what the Lord is saying about personal areas in your life, as well as figuring out some of the questions that you may have concerning where you're not growing. And so it's an opportunity for you to grow and to develop, and a time for you to praise at 11 Hazel Street, 9 a.m. on Sundays, and then 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's a great opportunity for you to do what you need to do as far as your personal growth and your spiritual growth. And that those services are conducted by Apostle Dennis Cook and his amazing wife, President Merlin Cook. As you can see, he's not here, and he has been. I can't even complain, because I have been absent, and he's been holding it down and doing an amazing job. Again, we want to share one other thing. If you are a person who have social media on Facebook, you can catch another service, another opportunity and teaching that Apostle does called Apostles Light. And it's on Thursdays at 6. And if you go on to Apostles page and also Transformation Center, you can catch it there too. He's doing teachings that motivate you as a spiritual leader. If you are connected in any kind of way to Fivefold Ministry, it will really bless your life. But you don't have to be. If you're just someone who's engaged in wanting to change the world globally, and you know that that's a part that you've been called to do, then Apostle Light is for you. It will enlighten you, bring different opportunities for you to think deeper and wider about topical ideas of the kingdom, things in the kingdom that we should be doing, what should we be expressing, and how does that work. That's a lot of that conversation. And when you think about the apostolic way, it's not dancing and shouting and bucking. It's all about the truth of God. What does God want from his people, and how does he get that done? Well, a lot of that is through teaching. And so if you want an opportunity for your heart to be elevated, your mind to be stretched, and join Apostle Cook on Thursdays at Apostle Light online. And if you want more information about that, I am so certain you can call and he will get it to you. Well, listen, I have the task today to get us through this morning, and I'm quite sure that we can get it done together. I do want to give a couple of other shout outs to across the city. You can see our young people are performing for prom. I say it's a performance because they do a different type of job, Dee Dee, than what we did. These this looks like a production at a movie, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. But to all of those young people who are getting ready for prom, that signifies something, that it's time for graduation, and many of them will be walking across the stage soon. If you know somebody who's going to be graduating, listen, I want to encourage you, don't just shake hands with the top 10. There, if it's 237 kids in that class, you know what? If they number 237, make sure that you congratulate them too, because it takes something to get through education today. It's not just for the number one or the number two or the number three. We're proud of those people for staying up top, but for those who we never think about, you know, they're standing outside on the edge, you know, their family congratulating them, make sure that, I don't care what number they are, if you see them in that crowd with a hat and a tassel, that means something to them. So make sure that you fist bump them too and tell them how proud of them you are. A lot of our young people are doing just that. A lot of our teams are still playing baseball. Some of them are. And so if you get a chance and you see young people who are doing something exciting at this time, let's make sure that we are supporting them and giving them good encouragement. This is a good time to drop wisdom. They're listening. They have so many people saying so many things. They're just going to nod their head. But here in the next 6 months, make a plan for those that catch your eye. Then I'm going to drop that boy a note in about 3 months. I know he'll need it then. And so I wanted to just share that with you. Be prayerful during this prom season, that our babies make it home safely and all of those great things. Well, today, with that being said, I want to talk a little bit about some things that I believe that would be helpful to us. You know, a lot of times we forget that we talk about purpose a lot, you know, assignment. We talk about purpose, assignment, what the believer ought to be doing in the church, in the community, in the city, in our families. We hear a lot about that. And that's really good. But I want to narrow it down just a little bit more, because one of the things that has really struck me is that we often talk about roles. We talk about roles, but we don't really talk about responsibility. And how do we know we're meeting that responsibility? And I say that because we get excited if we feel like God has chosen us for something. We get excited if we feel like, you know, the community chose me for this award. They gave it to me, and everybody claps, and you get likes on Facebook, and, you know, for a while, they're saying your name. And I don't take anything away from that, because a lot of times it's because you've invested in that work. You've collaborated with others, and you have had some impact. Now, I will just do a little sidebar. Some of these things come from popularity. It ain't all of it is because we did great work. But when it is real, I think one of the things that we get really taken aback by is the responsibility that comes with carrying that name, that the responsibility that comes with carrying a title or a position or being elevated in a particular way where others can see you, especially when we say what you're doing is causing an impact or a great light. I wanted to talk about that because I have challenged myself even more to be a better steward of all that God has given me, you know, and that means you have to make yourself responsible. And so I really want to talk a little bit about that, because when we think about being responsible believers in our duties as just being a Christian, if you will, or saying that I'm doing what the Lord said do, it comes with a lot of challenges. And so, like I said, it also sometimes is so prefaced with accolades until we don't get to the bottom of it. We don't end up finding out or challenging ourselves enough to see, am I really doing the work that was intended for me to do by the Father? And am I measuring that work by productivity? You know? And so I just look around and I see, and I'll say this, I see a lot of things where we say, this person is great. They're amazing. They use their time, their talent, and their resources, and it honors God. So let's talk about them for a minute, and let's do this. Let's talk about that they're doing. With that type of responsibility, and I have felt this way, when Jesus' name was heralded across a community or a city, he was enthroned by people that he was helping. Everybody wanted some of him. When they would hear about what he was doing, it was so impactful that crowds and 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 crowds of people would look for him so that he could teach them, train them, and disciple them, and bring them to a place that, and guess what? He became responsible for it. He fed them. He taught them. He fed them if they were hungry. I'm gonna say that again. Not. He didn't go out and just feed them. He was feeding them because they came to hear him, and he did. He met all of their needs just because they wanted to hear him teach them how to be better. And so, I want to stick a pin there and just say one of the things that we have to understand is that when the crowd is following you, you can't just meet the need all the time. You know, let me make that better. And you only want to meet the need of the one thing that you call them for. What about those other things in that crowd? You know, and I liken that, you know, when Jesus feeds them with two fish and five loaves, he was not calling them to a side banquet at the lake. That was not his motivation. He didn't call them so he could feed them. They was there for another reason. But when he found out they were hungry, he fed them too. And that's what I want to talk about. You know, he became so popular for one thing until it expanded them into another. And that's where responsibility comes as a good steward. Yeah, that's the conversation I want to have. When we are showing who God is, it is our responsibility to show all of him, every part of him. Now, that's something to think about. I have to do this in my classroom a lot. Most of you know I teach. I am responsible for teaching English language arts. But once I open those children up, I have to teach character. I may have to teach them about how to lace their shoes up correctly, how to sit. I have to teach them how to make sure that collaboration has happened with them and their partners. Social emotional intelligence. I become responsible for a lot of things, but that ain't what I put on my contract. I put that I would teach English language, I just put teaching. You know, EC through 6. That's what is there. That's what I signed up to be. And I moved around because the more you put your hand if you say you're going to complete the assignment or the purpose that you're in the earth, then other responsibilities come. And I just want to talk about that because I feel like we have to look deeper at what all am I responsible for? Am I just checking boxes? You know, to look a certain way? Am I just scaling over things? Or am I going deep and wide enough to ensure that I'm not just using the time I want to use, the talent I want to use, the resources I want to use? Or am I doing what is required? And so if you really wanted to think about this, there is an advancement that's happening, I believe, where God is trusting us with more in the kingdom. He's trusting us with more, and it's about getting it all done. It's about getting it all done. We need to be mindful of our priorities, you know, when we're doing this, because I see this often. You know, right now in our city, I'm very grateful. I'm thankful for this. You know, we have a lot of opportunities where people, you don't have to be hungry in Texarkana. You do not. There are so many food banks in almost every community. There's some place to get food, you know, and that's a good thing. Alongside of that, you know, now there comes another responsibility that when we open that up, you know, and I won't go through it, but think about the checklist of, okay, now that we have this, what's next and what's after that? And I think about these things because when we start to bring God glory and we're bringing his people back to him in a more excellent way, better than what we found them. I think about, you know, what, you know, the economy system that needs to, you know, and how to work within it and how that needs to be completely taught. Well, who's responsible for that? You know, who's responsible for that? You know, I gave you a cup of water. Well, what if I showed you how to dig a well? And so when I start to really reference our will as human beings. You know, we are willing, a lot of us, and I see it in our city, to serve. I do. We serve a lot, and we put ourselves in position, and we are pretty effective. But one of the things I would say is I think that we can strive now to be efficient. And listen, I promise you, I'm not knocking any of it. I think it's all good, but we won't waste anything. We won't waste time. We won't waste materials. We won't waste thoughts and ideas when we become efficient, because effective, we're getting it done. But in an efficient way, not only will we have this thing going on, but we'll feel like, oh, if that person walked through my door and they didn't have shoes, and I gave them shoes, well, I'm going to meet the rest of his needs. I'm going to be the house that represents all that he needs. And I know somebody is saying, well, you know, you need to stay in your lane. No, our lane when it comes to humankind is to make sure that we disciple them and that we finish them and that we prepare them for a life that is comparable to God's glory. And I think that without question, one of the reasons that people's belief system will become unwavering is when we bring that level of salvation to them. And I say this today is because nobody is, and I see this even where I work. It's hard to want to be responsible for the whole child. It's hard to want to be responsible for the whole man. This requires wanting to be a mentor. This requires wanting to look at a particular person and say, I'm going to stay with you until I finish you. You become my responsibility. This requires looking at a system and saying, I'm going to finish you off. I'm not just going to speak to you and just, you know, everybody speak about you rather, and everybody know a little that I know a little bit about you, and I can, you know, she can talk around education, you know, she can work with them kids. But how many of those children are completed? How many men boys became men and fathers and husbands under your watch? How responsible are we really? You know, are we just standing teaching? Are we making sure that what we taught is being developed? Are we making sure that what we taught is being completed and that it's not being compromised by the enemy of the mind? Are we making sure that what we touched, that, you know, the scripture talks about how when to be careful of this, you know, you cast out the enemy. Cast out that mindset, but you put nothing back there. You put nothing back there. And it says, you know what? Give it a little bit. It'll have seven different demonic mindsets that's greater than what was there before you start dealing with it. And what am I talking about there? I'm saying sometimes we need to make sure that when we take on a task, that we're definitely being responsible to make it better, complete, whole, lacking nothing, wanting nothing. That's kingdom work. And so, it's simply, you know, when we look at it, being responsible. I mean, being totally responsible, making it my responsibility. And when I say being responsible here and making it your responsibility, I'm looking at it like with an assurance, like it is my guarantee that I'm going to bring you into a place of wholeness on God's behalf. And I look at that, and that's a different level of commitment when you look at it from that angle. And I do believe that that's where we truly make disciples, and that's where we really will be able to walk away from a class that's graduating when we are responsible for every part of their lives and say, you know what? We just made some wholesome people. We just created some dynamics with that group that'll be life-changing for them and others. Not only that, even in our churches, you know, when we look at the group and the set that we're teaching, that generation that you can touch, what do you do with them? How responsible are you being for completing everything in them so that they can stand firm in the rest of the time that they have to live? That's responsibility. And I know that when we look at it, we don't look at it sometimes from you know, my job, and I've heard people say this, it's my job to tell them. And, you know, if they do it, then they do it. But the responsibility factor is making it a duty to deal with something and take control of it until it's completed, to hold your own self accountable, you know?
It's hard though. Yeah, I mean, I will. I mean, as a teacher, I've said this before. I put it on the board. I taught it. I went over it. I retaught it. I redirected. I exchanged. I used differentiation. I scaffolded. What else do you want me to do? You know, I've had that moment, but you know what? I don't have those now, because when you take responsibility for what you say is your purpose and assignment, if one thing don't work, you try something else. You don't ever give in and give up on the thing you've been sent to do. And so that's why today I wanted to really encourage those of us that are being the light. Others are looking at us and saying, hey, do you have a problem that you can't solve? Call old such and such. They can help you. Because some people, when they call you, they are looking for somebody who will be accountable for them, who will validate them, who will address their needs all the way until wholeness shows up. You know, they don't want a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. They want somebody who will dig in, pull that bullet out, dress that wound, make sure that the infections are out, and take them all the way. And I know a lot of people don't feel like that there are people giving that kind of authorization to their life, but there are. If you talk long enough, you'll find out people still want your help. So let's abandon the work that we've been sent to do once we get a clap or an applause. Oh man, once we get a few likes, you know, we go on to the new thing. God is raising me up. He's sending me out. He's moving me on. Moving you from where? The thing you were assigned to do? I understand growing. My mom had plum trees and pear trees and pecan trees and strawberry bushes in the yard. I never, when those things grow and develop, saw any of them walk across the street and be in somebody else's yard. They were planted. We could go out there where that stuff was growing and developing and producing, and that tree never moved. Now, I'm not saying the elevation don't come for you, but wherever you're planted and you're developing, growing, and people know that you're there, I think that might be the work. We need to make sure that we're not being greedy. We need to make sure that we're not moving independently by our own will and choices. And that when we're making decisions about who to help, what to do next, that we're holding ourselves accountable and responsible to the work that the Lord has sent us to do. And that we're not using platforms and brands and things like that and not staying with the people that God has sent us to complete. And listen, how will I know? How will I know that is done? Don't move until God tells you to. Don't move from that girl, that boy, that family until God tells you to. Don't give up on them just because it looks hard and frustrating and they don't look like they're growing. They don't want nothing. Got in trouble again last week. It's tough, but we have to hold ourselves responsible. And I really wanted to talk about this today because in closing, I'll tell you, because you're almost there. You're almost there. And sometimes we cut the tree down right before it's ready to bloom. Sometimes we pull the peas up before they get their best crop, or we don't go tend to it anymore. But you're almost there. If you will keep tending to what he sent you to and stay responsible to it, stay accountable to it, use your authorization and your authority to speak to it, to divine it, to cut it, and make sure that it stays where it's supposed to be, you're going to see something happen with it that's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow the mind of those around you. And it won't even be about you. You think you've seen the best of you. You haven't. Become more responsible to the fact that, you know what, I will not stop until the guarantee is made. That's when you know you're really being responsible, because there's an assurance and the guarantee that you gave is completed. Listen, this has been our time today. I've enjoyed talking with you on Spirit Awareness, brought to you by Transformation Center International and Apostle Dennis Cook. Until next time, you have a very blessed Sunday. Stay safe. Go to church. Love on your family and love on yourself. Be blessed.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today.
100 years, Arkansas State Parks have offered endless outdoor adventures and treasured places to connect with nature, family, and friends. Whatever kind of outdoor fun you're into, you can find it at 52 parks around the state. Enjoy world-class mountain biking trails, scenic hikes, year-round fishing on sparkling lakes, and much more. It's time to get outside and celebrate a century. Find your next adventure today at ArkansasStateParks.com. Brought to you by this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DOLLAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code DOLLAR. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DOLLAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DOLLAR.
Want to turn your financial know-how into cash rewards? Look no further than RRCU's Refer a Friend program. The more friends you refer, the more you can earn, up to $500 per calendar year. Visit RRCU.com to learn more and start your rewarding journey today. All applicants must be at least 18 years old to be eligible. Do you RRCU? RRCU, federally insured by NCUA.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the vehicle and property insurance company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
More of your favorite jams coming up. Coming up. Greater Texarkana weather is brought to you by the Law Office of Monty Murray on Jammin' 104.7 KTOY.
Showers and thunderstorms today, 30 mile per hour gust, high 80. Showers and thunderstorms expected tonight, low 65. Showers and thunderstorms Monday, high 82, low 65. Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 83, low 67. Win a big green egg and more in our backyard barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
From the Village Community Studio.